Good morning, everyone. I'm Yumiko Kanke from Louisiana State University, and today I will show rice yield potential algorithm based on canopy reflectance measured at different sensor head orientation. Remote sensing is the most advanced technology to improve our precision agriculture. It allows us to evaluate large fields in a short period without distracting plant or soil. The information acquired from this technology is used to determine plant health, or we can predict yield, or we can determine mid-season end rate. And there are so many spectral indices already established, but today I want to focus on normalized difference vegetation index and the simple ratio. And in terms of remote sensing, our challenge in a paddy rice field is watery background. Please look at this diagram. Compared with bare soil, turbid water or clear water absorb more near infrared or visible wavelengths. And it may change canopy reflectance, especially plant biomass is small or early plant growth stage. It is because more exposed of watery background. And this is one example to show the noise from watery background. I took four spectral readings from exactly same plot, one from low end rate, which assumed to have a low biomass and more exposed of watery background, and one from high end rate. And as you can see, the range of the spectral reading from low end rate is much bigger than high end rate in a red reflectance and near infrared reflectance. And it end up with the NDVI reading from 0.44 to 0.58. Because like watery background can't give constant reflectance like soil due to the turbidity or changing of turbidity in the water or waves on the surface water. So we need to find a better way to use sensing technology in the rice field. So my objective is to determine the effect of sensor head orientation on the relationship between reflectance and biomass or grain yield. And another objective is to find optimum sensor head orientation to better predict rice grain yield. Research was conducted for 2 years in Louisiana and Mississippi State. We had a 9 pre-float end rate with 3 varieties, and we had a 4 replication. We use GreenSeeker sensor to get NDVI and simple ratio. About head orientation, I'll show the detailed picture from next slide. Data were taken every week for 4 weeks, starting at panicle initiation. And above ground biomass was collected at panicle differentiation and 50% heading. And finally, yield was collected by using combined harvester. So this is an area sensor head. We are just straight looking down the plant canopy. And this is tilted. We tilted 45 degrees from area sensor head orientation. And this is a twisted. We twisted 45 degrees, and we are looking at plant more side, like side of the view. And this is all over the sensor view. And as you can see, Nedia had a like largest exposure of watery background, and twisted had the smallest exposure of watery background. Data were grouped according to plant growth stage, and regression analysis was performed. And I'll show the result step by step, first between biomass and yield, and next biomass and spectral indices, and finally the relationship between yield and spectral indices. So first, the relationship between biomass and the yield. This graph contains all site and year data. And I want to briefly comment why we want to look at this relationship. Our final goal is to predict yield. Why we want to predict yield? By using the yield prediction model, we try to determine the mid-season end rate. And we assume biomass is a good parameter to predict yield. And as you can see, we have a good relationship between yield and the biomass at 50% heading. At panicle differentiation, like biomass is not fully differentiated, It is simply because at panicle differentiation, like rice didn't respond to nitrogen perfectly. It end up the R square value a little bit lower than 50% heading. This slide shows exactly the same relationship between biomass and yield, but I look the relationship by site and year to reduce the temporal or spatial variability. Once I reduce those variability, there are very strong relationship between biomass and the yield. Like some site of the year, the R square value was more than 0.7. And this data really convinced that we can use biomass to predict yield. So next step is to find out whether NDVI or simple ratio from Green-Seekern can estimate biomass. And again, these two graphs contain whole site and year data. I want to mention two things on these two graphs. First, the twisted or tilted sensor head gives more concentrated data distribution between biomass and NDVI compared with NEDIA, which is more like a scattered distribution at panicle differentiation and 50% heading. And the second thing, like there are more exponential relationship between biomass and NDVI. This is looking at same relationship, but we are using simple ratio instead of NDVI. And again, two things to mention. First, unlike NDVI, we didn't see the advantage of different sensor head orientation to estimate biomass. And second thing is, like, there is a more linear relationship between biomass and the simple ratio. So again, to eliminate like a temporal and spatial variability, I look by site and year those relationship. And this bottom two table is like detailed information. And this top two table is the average of each R square value. And let's look at the NDVI first. At panicle differentiation, twisted sensor head orientation gave the best estimation of the biomass. And NEDIA was the lowest. And at 50% heading, the relationship was changed. We see the most advantage of the sensor head orientation was like NEDIA sensor head, and twisted was decreased R square value. And in terms of simple ratio, there's no advantage of looking at different sensor head orientation to predict biomass in both panicle differentiation and 50% heading. So with few slides, like I found when we use NDVI as vegetation index, there's exponential relationship with biomass at a different sensor head orientation. But with simple ratio, the relationship was more linear. In terms of sensor head orientation, twisted, when we use NDVI as a vegetation index, twisted perform better at panicle differentiation while NEDIA at 50% heading. And in with simple ratio, there's no effect of sensor head orientation. And this result is well shown in this four graph. At panicle differentiation with using NDVI, by reducing the noise of watery background, it gives a good R square value between biomass and NDVI, but it was low in NEDIA because we have a more exposed of watery background. But once we get 50% heading, because plant get mature and it covers the whole view of sensor, so it lights up the saturation problem, like NDVI saturation, it is like low sensitivity of NDVI. That's why at 50% heading, when we use NDVI, it decreased R square value and gives the best R square value at NEDIA sensor head. In terms of simple ratio, we didn't see any advantage of the sensor head orientation, but we didn't see any saturation problem. So finally, the relationship between yield and each index. With using yield, there's no influence of sensor head orientation between the relationship of the NDVI and simple ratio with yield. So as a summary, influence of sensor head orientation on the relationship between biomass and NDVI was observed at panicle differentiation. Like twisted sensor head give the best relationship between biomass and NDVI. And at 50% heading, it was changed to nadir because there is an NDVI saturation problem. In terms of simple ratio, there is no advantage of using different sensor head orientation to predict biomass or yield. And there's no sensor head orientation did not influence the quantitative relationship among each index and grain yield. So as a conclusion, by sight and ear, changing sensor head orientation didn't affect the function of NDVI or simple ratio as a predictors of biomass and grain yield. So in our practical use, we're still going to use nadir because it still can see the variability of the biomass, and there's no advantage of looking at different sensor. And with that, thank you for all LSU Soil Fertility team and Ag Center and Mississippi State University and International Plant Nutrition Institute. With that, do you have any question? Yes.
If you're trying to use this tool to make nitrogen recommendations in season, does the 50% heading timing?
Yeah, it's too late. Like that's why we try to kind of focus on panicle differentiation, but panicle differentiation, it's not really plant is like how say not fully responsive to nitrogen, so we are not sure we can see the difference of the plant. But 50% heading is too late. But we try to make sure like different sensor head orientation gives a advantage of looking at different biomass. That's why we look into until 50% heading.
When you're making these recommendations for in this season and rain application, would you recommend variable rates or just one?
So far it's one, just one flat. Yes. Yes.
So are you ready to deliver this research as recommendations to the growers?
Yes. because I guess there are so many different spectral indexes that can eliminate water noise. But we don't have active sensor that we can use for the index. And like NDVI or simple ratio is a most like commercial index that is available for farmers or producers. That's why we try to use with this index and try to recommend nadir is the best sensor head orientation. I'm sorry, could you repeat again?
If you're using a grain seeker,
yes,
to take your nitrogen rate, on average, how much lower or higher are they than what the normal extension recommendations are?
I'm sorry, I don't know the answer, but I will try to find out.
Thank you.